Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sentiment towards the future. Would it be optimistic or pessimistic? We're going to have an economist on later today who was one of the best of the best, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, who advised Donald Trump. And you may remember was Donald Trump's nominee to be on the Federal Reserve Board.
Yep.
Stephen Moore.
Stephen Moore, yeah.
There's a guy that knows the budget, the federal budget, the tax policy. Is he optimistic for the future? We're going to ask him. I want to know if you're optimistic or pessimistic for the future based on what you know today. The song that Aaron Tippin sings to bring us into every What's on Your Mind hour is exactly the reason I'm optimistic. I would answer that question optimistic.
Yep.
Because we get up every day in the greatest country on the face of the earth that's seen a lot of this nonsense before.
Exactly.
We've seen this movie before, and we know the way out of it. And there is an awakening going on that is incredible right now of people involved for the first time. To say, well, wait a minute, this isn't the United States of America. Your clip today from the athlete.
Riley Gaines, yes.
That tied Leah. Yeah.
Leah Thomas, yes.
Leah Thomas. Yeah. Who, you know, did you know it was a tie, folks? Or did you think Leah Thomas won? She was the crown champion.
There you go.
It was a tie.
It was a tie.
Now, the reason I'm optimistic is because this athlete is not afraid to say it.
Amen. University of Kentucky, Riley Gaines.
And ready? Do you have the clip?
I do. We'll get it up here.
Because she is saying out loud.
Yep.
What woke culture doesn't allow you to say.
And her one of her comments was she overheard this the whole season she had taught, and her words were tons of female athletes that think this is completely ridiculous and completely unfair.
Right.
You know.
But so I view that as. Okay, there's a prime example of this woke leftist culture that just goes too far.
And why are
they
you
go too yeah. far?
So why are you listening to the people that are actually doing this?
When we're slamming the door shut on insanity and calling out this stupidity, I'm optimistic for the future.
Amen, brother.
And I think they're going to continue to go. Now, Todd, you're nodding your head. So would you join me in the optimism category?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we all know that this is a very loud minority. The majority, vast majority, is still very optimistic. We know what the country's all about. We know how to do it.
Optimistic or pessimistic? Answer that question today, 701-258-0550. This is important, folks. The voices in your head are very important. If you allow yourself to be dragged down that dark side, you end up really circling the drain much quicker.
Yep.
And it's you know what happens? The circular firing squad comes out. And pretty soon, the reality of pessimism, you've made it a reality. So I think we've got to be optimistic. The three of us are you, is the question. Beth in Powers Lake, 258-0550.
Yes.
Call us on What's on Your Mind and tell us. First call of the day, Beth, give me your vote.
Yeah, I'm an optimistic.
You're in the optimistic category. What leads you to be optimistic? What is it that says, I can get up today and I can choose optimism or pessimism? I'm going to choose to call myself an optimist. What's doing that for you, Beth?
I think a lot more younger people are getting involved with our politics, our school boards, raising our children. They care. I mean, you have to be engaged. You have to know what's going on. And if you choose not to be, I think you're a pessimist because you're going to bury your head in the sand. But in order to get up every day, you're given life. The sun's shining. I mean, why not?
Let's go pursue some happiness.
I love it,
yeah.
Beth. You're a good inspiration for all of us. How can you not be pessimistic? How can you not be optimistic when you live in Powers Lake is what I want to know.
Well, there you go.
Come on.
Exactly. It's a great little town. Come see
it
us.
It is a great little town. It's fantastic. You mentioned the Youth of America, too. Tonight, on the NDSU campus, the Turning Point USA chapter is hosting an event called, are you ready? Unapologetically American. Tonight at 7 p.m. in the Prairie Rose Room of the Memorial Union at NDSU. And they have three speakers to fill the buckets of kids. You ready for this? Anthony Watson, look him up, Olympic athlete with an incredible story. Taylor Winston, a Marine who, along with another Marine buddy, saved tons of lives in the Las Vegas shooting. A huge hero, unsung hero. And then, I think I always mess up her name, but Aria Adair Parker.
Aria, like the casino in Vegas. Aria Parker.
Aria Parker, she's a former...
Miss Tennessee,
and also
Miss 2015, lovely Aria Parker.
Exactly.
They really
right.
Got new casinos well enough for that.
Yeah, I evidently need to get up to speed on the casino thing. But the three of them are going to lead this conversation tonight, and it's open to the public. So if you want to take this in and be amongst the kids that are optimistic, that'll happen tonight, 7 p.m., NDSU, Prairie Rose Room in the Memorial Union.
Aria's been on, if you go to TPUSA, the Turning Point website, she's in a couple of different roundtables and stuff. She's an up-and-comer.
I am going to take that in tonight. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Thank you, Beth. You let us off in fine fashion here. Stacy Strasburg, question of the day. Go ahead with your answer, Stacy.
Well, I hate to punt, but I think as I'll tell you after the elections this fall. Because, you know, they have elections in Russia and in Argentina and all of these places. Where magically the tyrant gets 97% of the vote, and I think that's what they're trying to do here, too. So we can't stop any of this if the Dominion machines continue to rig the votes, you know, for the woke whack jobs. So I'm very optimistic that people realize it. I'm just not sure if it's going to matter.
Well, you're going to make sure it matters, right? And
I'll go vote, but they might change my vote to the other side.
I think the difference is we're watching now. That's what happened in Virginia. Remember in Virginia, there's not one person on the woke left that wanted what happened in Virginia to happen. And
That's true. That is the cause for optimism.
We're on to the game now. We're watching. We got to pay attention. I'm with you. I think we got to go back to just basic, simple, you know, time-tested methods of voting. Absolutely do.
But the eagle eyes are out this November. Make no mistake.
Have to be.
Yep, have to be.
The mules need to go away. Have you heard? You seen the story about the mules that Dinesh D'Souza's coming out with a book?
Well, I've read like Dr.
Movie writer.
Yep, Dr. Jensen in Minnesota has got teams of people that are. I mean, you know that we do. We're watching everything, watching the PO box and the mail-ins, watching the bins of ballots, watching somebody unload a car at 2 a.m. or whatever. We're on to you.
Stacy's in the middle. He's on the fence. You can't be optimistic yet. Tell us what happens in November. Jim and Dickinson, how about you?
Well, I was the eternal optimist, but after watching the video of our president with Barack Obama at the White House the other day, and just seeing the glassy-eyed, I mean, the man did not know what he was doing or why he was there. And I don't know that this country can take 2.5 more years of him. I think something needs to be done. And I'm also very disappointed that Mitch McConnell and the leadership in the Republican Party is so wishy-washy. I wish we had, Totally disappointed with them and the way they treated President Trump. And so I guess I would have to say I'm kind of sliding to the pessimistic side.
All right. We have quite the range here. An optimist from Powers Lake. Somebody from Strasburg is on the fence. Going to wait till November to decide. And Jim on the Western Front in Dickinson says, you got to put me more on the pessimistic side. You know what? I saw what you saw. To me, that gave me optimism. You can't hide anymore the fact that that Joe Biden is ill-equipped to be president of the United States. That's obvious to anybody with any basic common skills, common sense skills, right? I mean,
no, absolutely.
What is anybody on our side going to do about it?
Well, I think the house of cards are tumbling down. I think when you say our side, I think it's going to be obvious what's going to happen, and that is that there's nobody following him up a hill.
Right, or over a hill, or anywhere near a hill.
Exactly right. The ships are peeling off. The folks are peeling off the ship for sure. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back at What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by ABM. What's that spell? Advanced Business Methods. That's right. And those printers are not your grandfather's printers. Not your dad's printers anymore. They're high-end computers. And there is print management software. The advanced business methods will get you data and analytics to help you track the usage, save money on the jobs you print. And also the hackers can get in through those printers. That's why at Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risks and provide products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. Go to abmnow.com to find out more. abmnow.com to find out more. Tom in West Fargo wants to answer our question of the day. Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic? 701-258-0550. Go, Tom.
Yes, Scott. Well, in most of my life, I've been pessimistic, and my wife's been pessimistic. I've been pessimistic, and my wife's been optimistic. But over time, I have become optimistic. In fact, I preached my first sermon about 10 days ago, and that was, my title was Speak Life. Because everything you do, whether you speak, whatever you speak will be you. I mean, if you are speaking life and being optimistic, you will be optimistic. Otherwise, like you said, what the voice is in your head, either good or bad, and they will bring you down or lift you up.
You choose your attitude every day, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly right. So what you are is what you become. 100%.
I'm optimistic now.
100% agree with you, Tom. Well said. Thanks for the call. Texters, God wins, says one of our listeners. I think that's an optimistic message there, fellas.
Amen.
Texter says, I'm a rancher farmer. I wouldn't be one of these if I wasn't optimistic. exactly right. Texter says, we may be onto their game, but they'll find a different way to cheat the system. Not on my watch. Good morning, Scott, says another listener. I'm pessimistic short-term, optimistic long-term. All right. Here's one of the reasons I came into the day optimistic. When the NCAA thinks it's okay for biological males to compete in female sports, this house of cards, just like with Biden and the deer in the headlights look, the house of cards is tumbling. There's an awakening that this is just wrong.
It's just not sustainable. It's not real.
Set this up in this interview that got me inspired from Tucker Carlson, Kev.
This is Riley Gaines, swimmer for the University of Kentucky, who tied Leah Thomas at the NCAA championships for the championship trophy.
Okay.
And even though they tied, Riley was not allowed to hold the trophy. That was going to be Leah's deal. Leah, and then
what?
And this is her, this is the starting off. She's very thankful for being on.
Yeah, hi Tucker. Thank you so much for having me and just giving me this opportunity to speak for myself and so many other women athletes out there who, you know, aren't as fortunate as me and have kind of been told they're not allowed to talk about it. And so thank you so much for that. But yeah, like you said, me and Leah just recently tied at the NCAA championships. And honestly, I think the NCAA handled everything extremely poorly, starting from when we finished and I went behind the podium to collect my fifth place trophy. And, you know, they kind of blatantly told me that Leah would hold the fifth place trophy and that I could pose with the sixth place trophy for photos and would be mailed a fifth place trophy in the mail. Right. And when I kind of questioned it, you know, I asked him, is there a reason why you're giving Leah the trophy? He just explained to me that we're giving it in chronological order. And I questioned him again, you know, what does that mean? We tied. What are we being chronological about?
Exactly.
And he kind of blatantly said, we're just going to give the trophy to Leah. We respect and admire your swim, but Leah needs to hold the trophy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But she's saying it. She's calling it out.
This is what,
is that enough?
He asked her about, what do other athletes think about this? And in your travels, what have you heard? And she had a...
Right. I know just solely off talking to tons and tons of NCAA swimmers that their athletic directors or their media people or their coaches or other outside influences have told them, you know, don't say anything, just avoid the situation, you know, save face a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just fortunate enough to where I have such an amazing support system at the University of Kentucky, whether that be from the athletic director all the way down to my head coach, Lars Jorgensen. but just speaking for them, it's just totally wrong. And I know I can't speak for everyone, but I am almost certain I'm speaking for a large majority of female athletes that this is just not okay and it's not fair. And, you know, we're dealing with something that's completely out of our control when we're racing, you know, biological males, whether that be they have, you know, different lung capacities. They're high, obviously. Testosterone levels, whether you be on testosterone blockers or not, it doesn't suppress, you know, going through puberty as a male, especially, you know, the one in question who swam 3 years as a male on UPenn. So it's just completely unfair, and it's a matter of equity, really.
She's saying it.
Is that jaw-dropping to anyone else?
Well, it is.
It is jaw-dropping.
By the way, I didn't know any of that. I had no idea that, you know, I thought Lee Thomas won.
Nope.
Not that it was a tie.
That's why she was told, well, she's just going to hold the trophy. Yeah.
This makes me optimistic that we have seen the outrage and are calling it out.
Yep. And tons of collegiate swimmers. Vast majority. So why? Why? Why is this even happening?
Hal in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Hal.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to let Kevin know that that was for fifth place tie. There were four swimmers that touched before him, and then the tie came at fifth place.
That is correct, yes.
And the trophy
that was at the championship.
The trophy was given to Leah.
Yeah, they tied for fifth. That's correct.
Tied for fifth.
At the championships,
Anybody know this?
Yeah.
Till today?
Why not let both touch it and say it's for equality? But
what that means is that
the trophy nowadays.
This is therein lies the problem.
And what that means is there were four finishers ahead of Leah and Riley, making Leah Thomas the fifth, tied for the fifth best female swimmer. You know, he didn't win. Well, she didn't win. There were four biological females that swam better than both of them, but nonetheless, he was a 400 some ranked male swimmer, and now he's ranked, you know, tied for fifth in the championship.
Therein lies my optimism. People are saying they're calling it out.
Calling it out.
Texter says, ditto with the farmer rancher, I'm optimistic. Another says, Leah Thompson has an outboard Johnson motor on him, doesn't belong in women's sports.
Parts is parts.
Right.
You don't have the parts.
Hey, I liked Kevin's earlier one of stock and modified. I mean, just make sure stock and modified divisions be done with it.
Pessimistic that those in D.C. have any courage at all to stand up to the evil of a deep state, says another listener. You need to dismantle them at their core. Optimistic that with God all things are possible for the good of what we need when we need it.
Amen.
Exactly right. Exactly right. This is why we pray. H.A. Thompson & Sons is your indoor air quality experts. Remember that. Whether it's a pandemic, an endemic, whether it's a virus, whatever, these things are in the air. Take control of the air where you work, where you live, with the pros. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Are you optimistic or pessimistic? Tell us more.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers that the West condemns as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, very probably war crimes, end quote. A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping to get my life back together, get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, Todd the Radio God's here, and as well, Kevin Flynn.
Yo.
K-Fi. Everybody's got to have a nickname here. Also, Chris, Super Producer Larson, and Daniel answering the calls when you call. Keep the text coming on the question of the day. Are you more optimistic or pessimistic? We'll keep that going at 701-237 1590. That's how you text us. 237-1590. 237-1590. Here's some more of your answers. It's difficult to be optimistic when spineless Republicans like Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins vote to confirm a Supreme Court nominee who goes out of her way to give light sentences to child porn offenders.
You can't even get me going on.
Mitt's still a Republican?
KBJ, on the KBJ topic.
Right. And I love the left. She's qualified. Yeah, there's a lot of qualified candidates for the Supreme Court.
It's identity politics.
Of course it is.
Stop it.
She can't even tell us what a woman is. Does that sound qualified to you?
I can't.
I think our founding fathers
I'll be over here
in their respective
degrees
on that one.
I'll be over here. Texas says the guy winning the women's swimming team shouldn't shock anybody. Look what they did to Trump in our country. We're run by complete communistic idiots that don't give a rat's butt about anybody. It's their opinion. What's yours? 237-1590. Let us know today on the program. North Dakota is front and center at the Bitcoin conference in Miami. What's going on here? Josh Teagan from the Department of Commerce joins us to tell us a little bit about this. Josh, how are you? Are you there, Josh?
Josh, can you hear?
Josh, can you hear?
Josh, can you hear?
No, we don't want to do that. Todd, go ahead and put him up.
Josh is joining us.
I think we got you now. Try it now.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
There we go.
Yeah. Good morning. We can hear you now. Thank you very much.
A little choppy, maybe. Well, let's try it.
We got you.
Yeah. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So why is the North Dakota Department of Commerce at the Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami? Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, so Bitcoin 2022, it's the largest financial services conference on planet Earth, actually. So pretty cool to be here. Why it matters for North Dakota, a couple of reasons. As a lot of listeners are probably aware of, you know, Bitcoin has to be mined, and that mining process is extremely energy intensive, and something that we're really good at here in North Dakota is producing electricity, whether that's from wind, coal, hydro, natural gas. So we're here because we've seen about $6 billion of investment over the past 12 months from companies coming in to mine Bitcoin in the state of North Dakota. So this is beneficial because it provides some resiliency and diversification to our energy sector, you know, the coal industry and such, which could use users as well as just more baseload power generation is good for everyone. And the way to get there is to have big users on the end of it that are willing to buy it and transform it into a value-added product.
So that investment so far, a good chunk of that is in the Williston area. And so you have you know, Montrell Williams Co-op, for instance, out there. Now they've got a new customer on the drawing board that has a ton of need for power. That's really good for the rural co-ops in that example. Right, Josh?
Absolutely. And for example, or that particular project is 750 megawatts, so a massive, massive power customer. The Coal Creek Station in Underwood is 1,200 megawatts. It's the largest coal facility in North Dakota, and that supplies electricity to two-thirds of Minnesota. So when you're talking about a 750 megawatt facility, it is a massive power user, and it's great for that rural electric co-op. It's great for the natural gas industry, coal, wind. It's great for everybody.
Would you explain Bitcoin for, you know, like at a fifth grade level? Because I think people who are in the space, who love the space, they're like on fire for it. They love it. And I think the vast, you know, majority have no idea what it is, whether it makes sense or not, whether it's good, whether it's bad. What's your take on that space, Josh?
Yeah, so essentially what Bitcoin is it's a decentralized currency. So if you look throughout the world, every currency that's out there is essentially controlled by a political party or a country. And what Bitcoin is it's decentralized. It's a digital currency that no one controls. It's fully transparent. It uses what's called the blockchain, which means anyone can go in and verify transactions. So it cannot be manipulated. You can't make more of it. There's a finite number of Bitcoin that's all that will ever exist. So you're not going to see this, you know, printing of money like we're seeing today and this hyperinflation. So the value that people are seeing is a couple fold. One, kind of a store of value similar to a gold. But it's very difficult to transact with gold. You know, you can't really carry it around and shave off a piece of gold and weigh it and use it to buy something. Bitcoin's very easy to, it's like paying with a credit card, essentially, because it's digital. So it's a store of value. It's an inflation hedge. But ultimately, it runs on an algorithm that is essentially software that you can build other ancillary technologies off of. So there's, you know, kind of a store of value play, but then there's also a play to kind of innovate in the financial space. And you're starting to see a lot of institutional capital flock to it. The country of El Salvador has basically put their sovereign wealth fund in it. You're starting to see, you know, publicly traded companies keeping it on their balance sheet. So adoption is becoming more and more prevalent.
And when you talk about Bitcoin mining, which you're in Miami to tell the world that, hey, if you are in the Bitcoin space, the place for you to mine it is in North Dakota because it can be the cleanest crypto based on the ability for North Dakota's energy space to do this cleaner than anybody. What does that mean? How do you mine Bitcoin? I mean, I think people think of, you know, like lignite. Okay, we got the hard hat on. We're scooping it up. But it's not like that. We're not, you know, we're not mining it in a traditional sense. We're doing it in a digital space. What does that mean? How do you do it?
Yeah, essentially how you mine Bitcoin is there's these massive data centers that are just racks of server computers that consume a ton of power, and they run an algorithm over and over and over again. And that algorithm eventually it solves a problem. And when it does that, it mines a Bitcoin. Now, the rate at which Bitcoin can be mined is structured, and there's, again, a finite number. So the more that are mined, the more difficult it becomes to mine new ones. And as it relates to North Dakota, you know, I think there's a couple of things that position us to have the cleanest crypto on the planet, as well as kind of just be the leader in this space. We're already seeing it in the energy industry with the governor's carbon neutrality goal for 2030, where Danbury, an oil and gas company, is selling a carbon negative barrel of oil, because what they're doing is they're capturing the CO2 that's coming off of various plants and sequestering it underground in these deep salt caverns. The federal government will pay you in the form of a tax credit to do that, and if you're offsetting more carbon than you're producing, you effectively have a carbon negative barrel of oil. We think we can do the same thing with Bitcoin mining. It's drawn a lot of scrutiny from the environmentalists because of the energy intensity that it requires. So if you're going to burn natural gas to create electricity to mine Bitcoin, you can capture that carbon, sequester it here in North Dakota. Federal government will pay you to sequester that, and you get the revenue stream from the Bitcoin as well. So we have the right energy, tax, regulatory environment, even the climate, because cooling costs are extremely expensive in other parts of the country. So that's why we believe North Dakota can lead in this space.
And you have North Dakota companies there at Bitcoin 2022 that are doing this already. This isn't like something on the drawing board. This is happening now, right?
This is happening now, and, you know, as we sit in speakers, whether it's Kevin O'Leary, Michael Saylor, a variety of Peter Thiel co-founded PayPal, everyone talks about Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. And, you know, I walked up to Kevin O'Leary yesterday and I said, I want to tell you about North Dakota. And it caught his attention. He said, I never even thought of it, but it has everything that these other places do and then some. So I think that messaging needs to be heard because people just don't think of North Dakota first, but it's happening. There's a few people that have been early adopters, but we're here to really kind of plant the flag and put North Dakota on the map in this space.
I have seen a fair amount of concern about Bitcoin from some folks that believe it's part of a new world order, that when you decentralize it, when you take it out of the standard, the dollar, the U.S. currency being, creme de la creme, you are playing right into the hands of the digital currency and a mark. What do you say to that crowd that's very concerned about this?
Yeah, I would say a couple things. So first being, I don't think they need to be mutually exclusive. I think the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin can exist alongside one another and add value to one another as well. I don't think it needs to be one or the other. The other thing about, you know, it being decentralized, being a perceived risk, the nice thing about Bitcoin is it's 100% transparent and it's impossible to manipulate. And so I think where you're starting to see this level of adoption, it comes down to trust. People look at their bank accounts with inflation, you know, 8 to 12%, depending on the data that you look at. And then, you know, a new spending bill coming out of the Biden administration now for, I think it was $5.6 trillion as well. I think people are starting to look at it and say, okay, do I trust an algorithm or politicians more when it comes to my money? A system that cannot be manipulated, changed, and has a finite, you know, number that can ever exist, now is becoming more and more appealing with the political decisions that are being made in regards to monetary policy, both in the United States and abroad.
Josh Tegan, Director of the North Dakota Economic Development and Finance Division of the Department of Commerce, from Bitcoin 2022, world gathering there in North Dakota, getting attention, fascinating topic. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II. And Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here. If you're a red-blooded American, you'll be hungry after you hear what's on special today for the home cooking grab-and-go convenience choices at PetroServe USA.
Tell me.
You ready?
Tell me.
You listening?
I am.
Torment me.
Country Fried Steak in Harwood.
The best.
I-29 exit. Meatball Sub at 12th Avenue and I-29 today.
Ooh, what?
Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, and a Glendon. Mac and Beef Hot Dish in Ulan. Or if you head to West Main Avenue, West Fargo, you get a choice of pulled pork or tater tot hot dish. Is tater tot hot dish ever anything other than, like, unbelievable?
It just works.
I-94, exit 292 is where you find PetroServe USA Valley City. Come off the exit and go north for pulled pork or a French dip sandwich today.
This part of the world, tater tot hot dish should be a food group.
Exactly.
It's all the food groups in one, depending on what's in it, right?
It is.
All of the PetroServe USA locations have the 4-for-4 specialty pizza, the fresh hot stuff pizza right out of the oven. Two of the home fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Okay? Question of the day, are you pessimistic or optimistic today about the future? Texters are coming in overwhelmingly optimistic. God gave us our rights. Constitution protects them. Nowhere is there a right to not be offended. Protected, yeah.
Amen.
Forget about that one.
Yeah, tell it to Will Smith.
Oh, exactly. Let's see here. Some more textures on the question of optimistic or pessimistic before we go to our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. A lot of pessimism. I'm sorry, a lot of optimism. A few pessimistic folks, but most folks are quite optimistic here. You're going to have to trust me on this because I'm seeing the text, and some people are just answering optimistic, optimistic, optimistic. Great. I'll put a little commentary, too. That'd be good. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. How would you answer that question? Our favorite flagpole aficionado.
Good morning, Scott. Can I be realistic?
Sure, you can add that category. Yeah, there you go.
Well, so, you know, of course I'm optimistic because I feel like I have Jesus, you know, and if I were to die tomorrow, I'd be in heaven. If I get suicided, you know, for speaking against the left, you know, that's all good with me. But, and also, I get to be around the greatest people on earth, you know, good old salt of the earth Americans who have for 250 years just wanted to be free, wanted to be, you know, family oriented and have a dream and enjoy their life, you know, work hard, not hurt anybody. But if you're realistic in today's world, if you're from the left, you want to control the individual. If you're from the right, you want the freedom for the individual. Number two, if you disagree, generally, if you're on the right, you're free to disagree. If you're on the left, you know, you're called names and disassociated with. If you're number three, our vote was stolen, folks, okay? There's lots of evidence for that if you're a discerning person. The left says, don't believe your eyes. The right says, rhinos, please fight. Number four, the left is flooding our land with illegals, disease, and who knows what else. A bunch of fighting-age men rolling in, you know, taking our jobs and, you know, lowering our wages. I read Armstrong.
Yeah, Kelly, okay.
In his newsletter, he's fighting against drug abuse. Bipartisan, okay. Number five, evil is flourishing, but then God is harvesting souls. A lot of people are turning back to what their foundation is and back to their inside. So I'm overwhelmingly optimistic, and
yes!
I don't live in any fear.
Yes, 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 there he is, ladies and gentlemen. He got there. Started as a realist, got to optimistic. I love it. Texter says, if I wake up feeling hopeless, I say a prayer and start thinking positively about the day. Optimistic for me. There's another one right there. How, if we had to do a survey, Jim, of everybody that had the ability to look out their window at their home, their farm, their ranch, their business, and see a beautiful presentation of the United States flag, how many more of them would be optimistic than those who didn't would be pessimistic? What do you think we'd find?
Oh, 100%. They're all 100% optimistic, and they don't have fear. They're upset. They're mad because they're realistic because they don't wear blinders. But they're just optimistic and they're joyful. And also, you know, they're tearful because they see that flag out there and they know where the bread is buttered and they know where their freedoms come from. So they're optimistic and they're very happy. And, you know, U.S. Flagpole Guy is almost ready to launch. We've kind of downgraded the website to upgrade it next week. We've got lots of good news coming, much of more services to provide. Our, actually, for the first time in 6 years, Cody from Concord American Flagpole, he's a national sales representative. He's coming to be with us on April 19th to our shop. And we're
all right, mark that on your calendar, folks. Mark that on your calendar if you're out in Williston on the 19th. USFlagpoleGuy.com or call him 571-FLAG and stay tuned. More to come next week. Excited. Thank you, Jim, the Flagpole Guy.
America.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're KinderCare in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. KinderCare is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.